The first reading is a reading from the book of Deuteronomy. Moses spoke to the people, saying, "This day the Lord your God commands you to observe these statutes and decrees. Be careful then to observe them with all your heart and with all your soul. Today you are making this agreement with the Lord. He is to be your God, and you are to walk in his ways and observe his statutes, commandments, and decrees, and to hearken to his voice. And today the Lord is making this agreement with you. You are to be a people peculiarly his own, as he promised you and provided you to keep all his commandments. He will then raise you high in praise and renown and glory above all other nations he has made. And you will be a people sacred to the Lord, your God, as he promised." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Blessed are they who follow the law of the Lord. Blessed are they who follow the law of the Lord. Blessed are they whose way is blameless, who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are they who observe his decrees, who seek him with all their heart. Blessed are they who follow the law of the Lord. You have commanded your precepts be diligently kept. Oh, that I might be firm in the ways of keeping your statutes. Blessed are they who follow the law of the Lord. I will give you thanks with an upright heart. When I have learned your just ordinances, I will keep your statutes. Do not utterly forsake me. Blessed are they who follow the law of the Lord. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. You have heard that it was said, "You shall love your neighbor, but hate your enemy." But I say to you, love your enemies, and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your heavenly Father. For he makes his sun rise on the bad and the good, and causes rain to fall on the just and the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what recompense will you have? Do not the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet your brothers and sisters only, what is so unusual about that? Do not the pagans do the same? So be perfect, just as your heavenly Father is perfect. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Okay, now I know we all hate this gospel, but we got to deal with this gospel. And the reason people hate the gospel is because it tells us to love our enemies. And we love Old Testament stuff. I have great Catholic speakers that like to focus only on this. We are called to hate our enemies. Jesus calls us to love our enemies. Why? Because God loves everybody. That's what it comes down to. And so what makes us a true child of God, it says, is when we love our enemies. It means we love those who we don't agree with. We love those who are different than us. We don't slander them. We don't put them down. We don't, you know, condemn them in God's name. We love them. That's the point. And then it sits here and says, if you're just loving those who love you, you're like a tax collector. Don't even think you're anything special. But then it even goes more that you must be perfect as your Father is perfect. And when we look at this perfection, too many people just look at this like perfection of virtues, you know, that I'm just pure and all these things. And that's part of it. But in the context of what Jesus is saying, he says, you must be perfect in love. You will be perfect in love when you learn to love your enemies. And as you've heard me say before, we know that we're finally getting close to what it is to be a follower of Jesus, is when we hope and pray that the person we like the least or the person we hate the most on this earth, we pray and hope that they get to sit next to us forever in heaven. Are you excited? Don't you get it? They'll be redeemed and you'll be redeemed. Heaven is going to be the place where God loves us, where we love him, and we love each other forever. We got to learn to love now, or we'd hate heaven anyway. So today, let's focus. How can you and I love more, especially our enemies? May you know his love today and forever. Amen.